You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Three Eau Claire men are facing charges following an altercation that allegedly included one of them hanging onto the side of a truck traveling at around 50 miles per hour. According to court documents, 53-year-old Lincoln Reed is facing felony charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, possession of methamphetamine and THC, and disorderly conduct. Randy Moyle and Sean Ewell, both 39 of Eau Claire, are facing misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges. The alleged incident occurred in the town of Seymour on Saturday at around 10:30 a.m. The owner of a cat rescue in St. Croix Falls is facing animal cruelty charges after being accused of mistreating and not feeding the animals. According to court documents, 70-year-old Myrna Weston was arrested last week after law enforcement authorities raided the property when a neighbor reported a dead cat outside the house on July 3rd. She was charged with felony mistreatment of animals causing death and misdemeanor failing to provide food for animals. Neighbors allegedly told investigators she had taken in more cats than she could properly care for. Barron County residents still have a couple of days to provide their input on the 2025-2030 Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan. The survey is available online and will be open for comments until July 18th. The goal of the survey is to inform Barron County officials on what residents enjoy about their current recreation opportunities and what future improvements they would like to see. Residents will also be able to make their own suggestions for adding new recreation opportunities. The survey should only take about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. The deadline to apply for the Wisconsin Technology Council's 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards has been extended. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas from companies across the state with multiple categories of awards, including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Interested companies can apply for the event themselves, or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and can now be submitted until July 31st. The award ceremony will be held in November. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again seeking volunteers to teach hunter education programs. According to a press release, the agency is looking for volunteers who can teach a basic firearm safety class as well as more advanced hunting programs like cooking wild game and processing deer. Volunteers interested in teaching basic hunting classes can get certified to do so by apprenticing with current hunter education instructors or attending a mini academy program. The application to become a volunteer can be found on the DNR website. A proposed bill to make the monarch butterfly the official state butterfly has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The monarch butterfly was classified as endangered in 2022 following a population drop of over 95% over the last 40 years. Climate change, habitat loss, and pesticide use were cited as contributing factors in the population decline. The hope is that officially designating the monarch butterfly as the state butterfly will promote greater awareness of its endangered status and support for protection and habitat conservation efforts. A Veterans Housing and Recovery Center in Chippewa Falls is set to close in September after receiving no additional funding in the new state budget. Governor Tony Evers criticized the Joint Finance Committee over the impending closure of Klein Hall, saying they were warned by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau that the facilities run through the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program would close without investment. The Chippewa Falls facility will close September 30th, and the veterans there will be offered alternative placements for continued support. Barron Electric Cooperative officials have announced another significant donation to three local organizations. The cooperative made three $1,000 donations to Chippewa Valley Council Scouting America, Northern Star Scouting, and Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. The funding for the donations came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation. The foundation has specific rules about how the cashback credit funds can be used, so the cooperative was unable to use them to reduce rates. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced more than $174 million of funding for local road maintenance efforts across the state. Nearly $170 million of that funding will go to local governments as general transportation aids. Over $4 million will go to eligible municipalities as connecting highway aids, and the remaining funds will go towards expressway policing aids in Milwaukee County. The funding is meant to help cover the cost of construction and maintenance on local roads. Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. On Monday, Attorney General Josh Call announced the new lawsuit filed with 23 other states over title funding in schools. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration's decision to withhold over $6 billion for K-12 schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. The U.S. Department of Education informed states that it would not distribute that title funding on June 30th, including around $80 million in Wisconsin alone. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The All-Star Game ends in a tiebreaker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star Game in Atlanta ended after 9 innings in a 6-6 tie. So for the first time in the game's history, it went into a tiebreaker. They call a swing-off, a mini home run derby. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber managed to hit 3 home runs in a row to win the swing-off 4-3 and was named the game's MVP. Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill and the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, each got a chance to play, retiring 4 batters, allowing just 1 hit between the two of them. Up next, the Brewers head to L.A. to open up a 6-game road trip against the Dodgers this weekend, followed by the Mariners in Seattle. NFL, Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon.
You know, that's part of a mission of our foundation is to get kids, get the youth involved in sports. That was a big pillar in my life, was just being able to play sports as a kid, be together with the different kids in my age group, and meet NFL players now, too.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Emmy nominations for this year are in, and if you like to laugh, here are some shows you may or may not have seen that could be worth checking out. The nominees for the Best Comedy Series include Abbott Elementary, The Bear, HBO's Hacks, Netflix's Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Apple TV's Shrinking, and The Studio, and the offbeat cool What We Do in the Shadows. Nominees for Actor in a Comedy Series include Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This, The Studio's Seth Rogen, Jason Segel in Shrinking, Martin Short in Only Murders, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Outstanding actress nominees in a comedy series include Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, Jean Smart from Hacks, no surprise there, Kristen Bell from Nobody Wants This, and Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. Emmy nominations are in, and here are some shows nominated in the Best Drama category. Andor from Disney+, Netflix's The Diplomat, HBO has 3 nominees with The Last of Us, The Pit, and White Lotus. Hulu's Paradise, and rounding out the nominees are Apple TV's Severance and Slow Horses. Not a weak link in the bunch. Nominees for Best Actress in the Drama Series include Kathy Bates for Matlock, Sharon Horgan in Bad Sisters, Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, Britt Lower for Severance, and Kerry Russell in The Diplomat. Best Actor nominees in a Drama Series include Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Adam Scott in Severance, Noah Wiley in The Pit, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, and Sterling K. Brown for Paradise. And when it comes to the Outstanding Scripted Variety Series, you've got to like your chances, as there are only 2 nominees, Last Week with John Oliver and Saturday Night Live. The 2025 list of Emmy nominations has been released, and Ben Stiller is probably ecstatic. He's one of the executive producers of the show Severance, which brought in 27 Emmy nominations to lead the pack. 3 other shows also drew more than 20 nominations, including HBO's The Penguin, which grabbed 24 nominations. The other 2 shows that drew more than 20 were Apple TV's The Studio, which pulled in 23 nominations, and HBO's White Lotus, which also pulled in 23. Lots of TV to check out if you want to make the Emmy Awards more enjoyable. Looks like I have to give Severance another chance. The Primetime Emmy Awards, which will be the 77th, take place at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles September 14th. The show will air on PBS and Paramount Plus and will be hosted by Nate Bargatze, if he's not too busy developing his new amusement park called Nateland. No joke. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with a high right around 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.